Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Locked On NHL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, Chris Maselli from Locked On Avalanche. And typically with me here on the Thursday edition is Adam Denker from Locked On Lightning. He got caught up with work, so he is not joining me today, and I am flying this ship solo. So on today's episode, we will be discussing a number of things. We have the Evander Kane investigation coming to an end. We have Tyler Bertuzzi not wanting the vaccination, what that will mean for the Detroit Red Wings. And I figured I would pick three players who I feel like can really take the next step in their careers. And I guess if you want to use the term breakout, feel free. But we know who these three guys are. And I just think now is the time where they become more household names. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But why don't we start with the investigation for Evander Kane? Because that's a pretty big deal. So the investigation is completed. It was into the gambling allegations that were levied by Kane's, I don't know if it's his ex-wife yet officially, but they are going through divorce proceedings. So she will soon be his ex-wife. And if you aren't familiar with the story, she put up a post saying, you know, how does the National Hockey League continue to support a guy who is gambling on the sport and gambling on his team? Kane says it was not true. He has admitted to having a gambling problem, but kind of gave the Pete Rose answer of, you know, I never bet on the sport and I never bet on my team. The investigation came back and kind of backed that up. And they said, you know, they found no evidence that support the allegations handed down by Mrs. Kane. I kind of want to read it because it's, you know, it's not that long, but it is. You know, it is telling on and it's, I guess it's kind of all inclusive. It's not just like, nope, we didn't find anything, case closed. But there is a part at the end where he's not completely off the hook. So it's, you know, if you're Evander Kane, you're reading this and you're like, okay, I escaped one issue, but there is another one which, you know, could be worse. That is still looming. So it says the investigation uncovered no evidence to corroborate Ms. Kane's accusations that Mr. Kane bet on, otherwise participated in gambling on NHL games, and no evidence to corroborate the allegations that Mr. Kane threw games or did not put forward his best effort to play the to help the Sharks win games. To the contrary, the evidence raises doubt about the veracity of the allegations. While Mr. Kane denied the accusations, our findings are not based on these denials, but instead on evidence uncovered during the investigation. We requested and received from Sports Radar the bet monitoring reports and analysis on Sharks games from the latter part of the 2018-19 season, including the 2019 playoffs and 2020-2021 seasons. Our review of public and non-public documents related to Mr. Kane included data and analysis from a leading sports integrity service, and our interviews of those individuals most familiar with Mr. Kane's on-ice performance over the past three seasons yield no evidence to corroborate Ms. Kane's allegations that her husband gambled on NHL games or threw hockey games. So that's, you know, he's scot-free with that. And the way that they did it was like they talked to guys. They talked to, people who were in the know. I'm sure they talked to teammates. They talked to Evander Kane himself. They tried to talk to his wife, and she did not want to take part in the investigation. So is this something where, yeah, you know, two people are at odds and one person throws out an accusation? That happens when, you know, a relationship is going south, unfortunately. They looked into his play. They looked into his stats. He even said this was, you know, look at my stats. It's my best year. It's close to his best year. I wouldn't say it's his absolute best year, but it is one of his better years, definitely. But they looked into that. They looked into gambling against the Sharks or for the Sharks or against them. Like they seems like they really did put in some effort here into uncovering if there was anything to Evander Kane betting on the NHL games or Sharks games. They do end this, however, by saying, during the course of the investigation, however, two additional matters were brought to our attention, which we feel require further investigation and study. Both allege potential wrongdoing by Mr. Kane, one involving serious accusations relating to his past behavior towards Ms. Kane, and the other involving allegations of inappropriate behavior potentially jeopardizing the health and safety of club members. These matters are being thoroughly investigated, and the National Hockey League will have no further comment regarding their substance pending completion of that process, while reserving the right to investigate any new information that might arise relating to the gambling allegations. The National Hockey League now considers that specific matter closed. So unless something new comes up, some new information comes up, they're not investigating this anymore. However, he is being investigated, it sounds like, for some domestic violence stuff going on with Evander Kane. And you hear so much stuff coming out of the Sharks locker room that nobody wants to play with the guy. And you have to start thinking now it's because it went beyond just the gambling. You know what I mean? Like, guys see stuff. Guys know stuff in the locker room. And if a guy has a gambling problem and nobody reached out to him to say, like, hey, man, you need some help. Let's try to get you help. I didn't hear that happening. And I think maybe that didn't happen because it's more to his teammates than just the gambling part. If there's some, how do they say, inappropriate allegations and inappropriate behavior potentially jeopardizing the health and safety of people, you know, that's what's going to make teammates not want to be around you. The gambling is one thing, and he obviously has a problem with that, and apparently he is getting help for it, which that's a good thing. But there's some other serious stuff going on with Evander Kane right now it's only going to make the relationships with his teammates that much more difficult. It seems like they're being investigated. The National Hockey League is not going to take part in that investigation, but it will be very interesting to see how they respond to if anything comes out of that. It says potential wrongdoings by him. If anything comes out of that, not in favor of Evander Kane, what is the NHL going to do? Because all their eyes are on them for how they've handled this Chicago Blackhawks thing. So this is far from over. The gambling part, that is. And he gets away with that one. Well, I don't want to say he gets away with it. He didn't do anything, so he didn't get away with anything. There's nothing to levy down on him for the gambling because it didn't happen. But there's still stuff that remains that's, in my opinion, much worse than gambling. So that's where we stand with Mr. Evander Kane right now. And the season's right around the corner. Let's see if anybody comes out about this. But, you know, teammates really haven't said anything. It's kind of like hush hush. You get some reports and you hear people saying, like, nobody wants to play with the guy. Let's see if this. I don't know. Let's if some players say, how will they respond? Will it be like, well, there's still something else out there that's being investigated? Or will they at least comment on the gambling side of things and say, okay, he's acquitted for that. So, but it's, like I said, it's not over. So it'll be really interesting to see how the league handles this and his teammates handle this. All right, let's hear from betonline.ag, and then we will get to, what are we going to do next? We'll do the Tyler Bertuzzi, and we'll save the three players for last. So, but with betonline.ag, obviously the football season is back. Both pro and college football action is back on the gridiron, and you can bet on all that stuff at betonline.ag. It's new and updated. It's got a new site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests. Betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up, and you will receive a 100% welcome bonus that is double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100 from football, basketball, boxing, obviously hockey, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. It's your online sportsbook experts. And DirecTV Stream, and I want to tell you about a simple way to get all of the entertainment that you love without the hassle. It's DirecTV Stream. It brings your TV, live TV, and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there is no annual contract. So stop waiting. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Once again, that website is DirecTV.com, and learn more about DirecTV Stream. All right, so the NHL a couple weeks ago came out with their COVID protocols, and they said even a few days ago, maybe about a week ago, that 99%, maybe even a little bit more than that, of their players were going to be vaccinated. And come opening night, they were thinking they would have no more than 15, maybe even less than 10 total players who have not been vaccinated. And we learned one of those players, I think there's been two that have been named. I can't remember who the first one was, but there is another one that just came out, and it's Tyler Bertuzzi from the Red Wings. And look, I'm not here to have a session on COVID vaccines, and if you want to get one, if you don't want to get one, it's honestly your choice. But from a hockey standpoint, I'm really interested to know how Red Wing fans feel about this. What this will do is eliminate him from Canadian games. He is not going to be able to cross the border and play any games with the Red Wings in Canada. And that, not only that, he loses that money as well. What the Red Wings want to do with him, the Red Wings can do. It's kind of up to them. It doesn't seem like they are going to, you know, remove him from the team entirely. A team can do that if they want to under the regulations. They can remove that player and not pay him. They will have no choice, like I said, when they go to Canada. But he's making it difficult for himself, even in road games in the United States. He can travel with the team, but where is this? Let's see. He will need to quarantine for up to 7 days before training camp. Throughout the season, he will be subject to daily testing. While traveling, he will be unable to join the team at restaurants, bars, pools, gyms, teammates' rooms, or anywhere that isn't the practice facility, or his own hotel room. Bertuzzi will also be prohibited from carpooling or using saunas. So in one aspect, it's weird because, like, okay, if he's going to be playing with the team and playing on the ice and practicing with them at the practice facility, you know, it's odd that he can't go to these other places because he's around the same guys. I know you're around other people too. I'm around the general population when you go to restaurants and bars and pools and gyms. I get that. That's probably where this comes into play, is the other people outside of the team that they're worried about. Because if they were worried about him being around the team, they wouldn't let him go to the practice facility or play in a game. But having said that, when he's on the road, he's in his own little world. So that takes away just from the camaraderie of being around your guys, like on the road. You have to kind of be in your own little island. Hey, if he's stuck in his convictions on why he wants to, I didn't see a reason why. I don't know a reason why. I just don't know if he is one of those guys that just does not want to get it, is headstrong and not wanting to get it. If that's the case, that's the case. Iserman didn't, I mean, he was supportive, but didn't seem too thrilled about it. He did say, I'm not in a position to force anyone to get vaccinated. We can't force anyone to get vaccinated. He went on to say that him and his family, talking about Iserman, are vaccinated, but he understands Tyler's right to choose, and he pretty much just wanted to shut the conversation down. He didn't want to keep talking about it. He's the kind of a big name guy that doesn't want to do it. I don't want to say it's going to have a domino effect, because 99% of the guys are already vaccinated in the league. So he's one of very few guys in the league that are going to go this route. And if he feels that's the route he wants to go, that is his choice. But the games in Canada, they will be missing him. So yeah, that's where we stand with Tyler Bertuzzi. Maybe we'll hear another couple guys within the next few days that are doing the same thing, but interesting. All right. One more break with Rock Auto, and then three guys who I think can maybe have some breakout seasons. So with Rock Auto, it is, with the ever increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. So save time and money when you use Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go explore their easy-to-use website and find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in the How Did You Hear About a section, so they know that we sent you to them. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, so every year there's always guys that kind of come out of nowhere. I don't want to say come out of nowhere. Maybe bad choice of words. You don't expect much from them in terms of production. Maybe they're those guys that are middle six, have all the potential in the world, just haven't lived up to the hype yet. Or there's guys that are on a good projection, like they're still young. Their first year maybe wasn't the best. Second year, you saw some improvement. And if they're in their third or fourth year, this is the year that you expect them to kind of really have that quote-unquote breakout season. And there's three guys that are kind of sticking around in my head who I think will fit that bill. I think, you know, all these guys up to this point have had okay careers. But what's expected of them so far, I think, and one of them is maybe due to injury, which really isn't his fault. So maybe he can bounce back in that aspect. But the three guys I'm talking about, one is Jack Hughes on the Devils. And that's not the guy I'm talking about for injury, just talking about Hughes in general. He hasn't lived up to the expectations. And when you are a number one pick, you are expecting to turn a franchise around. That just comes with – that's just the reality. It comes with the title of a number one overall draft pick. And Hughes has been okay. And I think he's one of those guys that now he's got a couple years in, and this could be the year that he really lives up to that billing. And you can get into the specifics and the stats and dive deep into the stats. And if you do that, you do see a lot of improvement with him and like some really like deep diving stats. He kind of led the Devils in a number of those. There was one where he led, I'm reading an article here. He led the Devils in virtually every play driving category. Okay, well, I mean, you can break all those down. So let's see. So zone entries per 60 minutes, he was number two. So, you know, that's just one of the many that you could look up for offensive stats for him when it comes to his team. Does it help that he doesn't have the greatest? He didn't have, you know, they're still rebuilding, but I think the Devils are going to be much improved this year. So having a better team behind him will definitely improve Jack Hughes' overall standing in the league. And I think he could finally be, and he also bulked up a little bit. He's never going to be that guy that's, you know, going to just bowl you over. But he was a little guy the first few years, and he was easily removed from plays. It's not going to be so easy to remove him anymore. At least he can put up somewhat of a fight and maybe get some help on the back end from somewhere. But a lot of things are trending in the right direction for Jack Hughes. So look for a much improved season from him. Another one that I think can break out, and again, another high draft pick. This guy was number two, and that's Kaapo Kakko. Another guy who first year didn't really, and you're not expecting a ton, but again, you know, a number two pick who a lot of people thought maybe could have been the number one pick. But, you know, the Rangers got him at number two, were a struggling team still. So, no, he's not going to look all that great in that rookie season. But again, a guy who has kind of turned it around stat-wise, not off the charts, but you see improvement. And again, you can look at the stats all you want. It just comes down to, like, these guys need to just start putting together consistent seasons and consistent games. Forget this consistent season. Just consistent games, consistent shifts. So now, like, these guys have been in the league long enough where you take the training wheels off. So I would look for, and again, the Rangers are a improved team, much like the Devils are. So the players that they've acquired since drafting Kaapo Kakko, they're a much better team. You would say, I would think the Rangers are a playoff team, maybe one of the last teams to get in, but they could surprise some people this year. They made some moves. Some people wouldn't agree with them, but they have good goaltending. You know, when you got Panarin on a team, you're going to be okay. So, yeah, I think Kakko and Hughes, not surprisingly, are kind of mimicking each other's career so far. Drafted early. Obviously, when you're drafted early, you're not going to a good team. So there's some struggles. And now, over the course of a few years, that team has signed some guys, gotten a little bit better. And now this could be the breakout season. And finally, Kirby Dach. And again, another guy picked high. Felt bad for Dach last year because of the injury. And he got injured in the juniors and he broke his wrist. And, you know, with the shortened season last year, it wasn't until later in the season where he finally got to play. But man, like, I cover the Avalanche. This is not a guy I'm looking forward to them playing. Really like his game. And I think coming back this year, finally being healthy, playing on a line with Alex DeBrincat and Patrick Kane, most likely. And again, with me covering the Avalanche, that's like a top line of, well, I'm not saying this is a top line like Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Rantanen, but a lot of people want to say Mikko Rantanen benefits from playing on a line with Nathan MacKinnon. That some of that is true, but Mikko Rantanen has immense talent. And I think this is where it's similar to Kirby Dach. He's got incredible talent, and sure, it's going to help him when he plays on a line with Patrick Kane and Alex DeBrincat. So because he was sidelined, he could have taken that leap last year, but I think it just gets postponed until this year. He's a big dude, knows how to play, just has a ton of skill. So not looking forward to him personally when the Avalanche play him, but I think this is a year that Dach will turn some heads. And maybe if you were to tell me, like, where would you rank these three in terms of breakout season for these three, I probably would put Doc at one, I would put Hughes at two, and I would put Kako at three. But all three of them, I think, are primed to have exceptional seasons. And, like, we can look back, whatever, 5 years from now, 8 years from now, 10 years from now, and say the 2021-2022 seasons where these three guys got comfortable and their careers took off. So what do you think? You agree with me? Do you disagree with me? You can get a hold of me if you want at LOPN_Avalanche. I know you might be going into enemy territory there, but it's okay. We're good people. Yeah, get a hold of me. Let me know what you know, or what you think. And it's always fun. It's always fun to see these guys, and there's going to be other ones that kind of just take off. It's always fun to watch. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for this week. I'm sure Adam will be back with me next week. We are going to start to make our Thursday show a power ranking show or episode. If there's big news going on, we will obviously discuss it in the beginning. But we are going to keep a power ranking going, which is being voted on by the NHL hosts. And every week we will update that, talk about the big movers, talk about in both directions, the big risers, the big fallers, and any issues that Adam and I have with the rankings itself. So we will likely do that next week. I don't know if it'll get pushed back for 2 weeks. Depends on how quickly we can get it up and going. But the Thursday edition will be a power ranking episode. And obviously we want to get your input on it as well. So stay tuned for that. But that will be it for today, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Always a pleasure. We'll see you next Thursday. Have a good week.